I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. How does a lack of religious freedom lead to chaos? This is especially relevant in Nigeria and other sub-Saharan African countries like Chad, Burkina Faso, and Cameroon, where the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram is attacking Christians. Open Doors USA's David Curry says,
you have weak governments that are responding very slowly and ineffectually. And it's really emboldening Boko Haram in a way that I think is problematic. And we could see them conquering a swath, what they would call a caliphate, where they feel like they own an entire region that would cross three or four different country boundaries.
So pray strength for Nigeria's Christians as they're persecuted for the sake of Christ. Pray for an end to violence and that the gospel would transform Boko Haram. And with circumstances becoming increasingly dire in Iran, many people seek alternative options. They often flee to the U.S. or other Western countries. Joanne Doyle leads Not Forgotten, a division of Uncharted Ministries. Together with a small team, she teaches U.S. Christian women how to reach their Muslim neighbors.
Women see the freedom that women have in America, and they long for that same freedom. So they think, if I come to this new country, I will finally have freedom. Then they come here. And we Americans are afraid of them, or perhaps we even hate them because of 9/11 and all the terrorism that we see. So what do? We reinforce the lie that they don't matter by ignoring them or by pretending we don't see them.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.